How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the show. It is 9:15 here on a Thursday morning. J.R. Simmer, Kenny's in for Hammer this morning, and that is William Powell, who will make his season debut and I guess his re-debut for the Ottawa Redblacks tonight. Off the injured list, of course, William Powell, key member of the team back in the day, left for a couple of years in Sask, and now reunited, and it feels so right. So Willie Powell will be in the lineup tonight, starting running back for the Redblacks as they'll take on the BC Lions. The, you know what word I'm going to use to describe them, Simmer? Upstart.
Yeah.
That's the word you always say when a team is unexpectedly. The upstart BC Lions tonight at TD Place.
Are they bringing in the West Coast offense? Is that what's happening here, JR?
It would make sense if they did. Our next guest would certainly know that because he'll be researching them and watching them, and he will provide the analysis tonight on the broadcast here on TSN 1200 alongside AJ Jakubek. That, of course, would be Jeff Avery joining us this morning on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. Jeffrey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, JR. Good morning, Simmer.
Good morning, brother.
It's not going to rain at a Red Blacks game, home game.
Beautiful. Isn't it beautiful day?
Now, Simmer was calling that out, saying he only has memories of the weather, for the most part, being good. Now, you're at every single game. Are we right in thinking it just seems to rain an inordinately amount number of times at Red Blacks games or not?
Last year it did. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of wetness coming from the sky last year, but and, of course, then we had what it was anticipated to be a wet evening when Winnipeg came to town, but turned out to be pretty nice. We only had three different showers. So one lasted longer. So by all comparisons, it was a beautiful night in Ottawa, but tonight will be spectacular.
All right, and the kickoff to a long weekend. So the atmosphere should be festive, so we're looking forward to it. And we have, I think, when the schedule came out and everybody's preseason prognostication, Jeff, was that Edmonton and BC were going to be the two worst teams in the CFL. Edmonton has proven that to be true so far. The BC Lions are the opposite of that. They are the surprise team of the Canadian Football League. So from what you've seen and what you've read and the people you've talked to, et cetera, are they the real deal or are they more the, more looking the part because of who they played so far?
Well, I think it's a combination of those. It's certainly relative to who they've played so far. You know, Edmonton has obviously struggled mightily to start this season. And their game against Toronto, you know, there was some just atrocious breakdowns in their secondary, both in single, just man coverage, allowing receivers to break open and run free, and just breakdowns in coverage where there was nobody anywhere near the receiver, ending up putting the ball in the end zone. Now, that doesn't end in success unless you have a quarterback that can find these people, and certainly Nathan Rourke has had an outstanding season so far in these first two games for them. So he's been doing everything and more that could have been asked by him. So yeah, it's a combination of things. I think, Farhan Lauji says, and he's out there in BC, he thinks or thought that their secondary and their receiving core were right up there with the best in the league. What the concern was is how they would do in the trenches. And so far, their offensive line has looked very good, giving Rourke the time to find receivers downfield and get the running game going a bit, but they've been so successful putting the ball in the air, hasn't been a major concern. And their defensive front, has been doing a pretty good job too. So those were probably the unexpected success stories, while the skilled positions, as we like to say, the secondary and the receiving core were expected to be very, very good, and they have been everything as advertised.
And Jeff, we see this with quarterbacks. They'll come into whatever league and have early success. Then you kind of wonder, where is the IQ early on for the BC quarterback? Does he just have a big arm, or are you seeing some nice things as far as reading the plays?
Lots of nice things. Really good job of seeing the field, understanding what he's looking for, checking down when need be, and as I just said, finding the open receiver when the receiver is open due to either secondary breakdowns or just beating cover. He's been right on all through these first two games. And he certainly, I've seen him in situations where he's been feeling a little bit of pressure and he's just been really calm in the pocket. So, I mean, he really looks like he could be just an outstanding quarterback for a very long career here in the CFL. But you've got to wait and see. Little adversity overall. You'd like to get him in situations where maybe he has to come from behind late in the games, where he has to protect leads that are closer than the 40-plus points they've been winning by in these first two games. So, there's still lots for him to develop and for him to get better, which is perhaps a little bit shocking. But, he'll get a better test. Look, make no mistake about it. He will get a better test tonight from this Red Blacks defense than he had in his first two games.
I think what makes him impressive, Jeff, is, I mean, yes, Canadian-born, but I played NCAA football. He's only been up back up here for, this is now, I believe, his second year. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, all the great quarterbacks we've seen in the last 10 years, the Mike Rileys, the Bo Levi Mitchells of the world, they all sat behind starters learning the Canadian game for 3 and 4 years and then became these elite-level quarterbacks. For me, for him to step in, and again, it's early days. I don't want to get ahead of myself. For him to step in and do what he's done this early in his CFL career, I find that really, really impressive.
Totally agree. Absolutely. I just think he's been exceptional. I don't know how to even describe it. He's been so good. I mean, you're talking two games into his first full season as the starter and with a completion percentage of over 87%. It's ridiculous. And to be having thrown 7 touchdowns and no interceptions, illustrating good decision-making, not putting the ball in bad places. He's just done everything so very, very well. And he's just a really good athlete too, JR. I mean, you look at his ability to make that decision when he wants to run. He runs well. I mean, he's averaging almost 10 yards a carry. He's gotten a couple of touchdowns with his feet. You know, he's just done so many really good things. But again, I don't want to, you know, blow too much smoke, as they say. He's yep. He's going to face some adversity, and we'll see how he deals with that adversity.
At 6'1", Jeff, is that the only thing holding him back from the NFL? And again, I know it's premature. I also assume he's young enough where he's not coming up here to spend the next 15 years playing in the CFL if there was that option.
Oh, no question. You know, if you get an offer from south of the border, as we know all too well here in Ottawa with a certain great return man lost to the Miami Dolphins. If Nathan Rourke continues to perform like this, I'm sure he will get interest down in the States. There are people that are undersized down there, Simmer.
That's true.
And you said 6'1". I see on their sheet they list him as 6'2". You know, if you have a little bit of mobility and you have that good decision making in between your ears, there's a lot of things you can do even though you're slightly undersized.
Talking to Jeff Avery, we're setting up Red Blacks and Lions tonight at TD Place. I know you guys have talked about how tough it is when Ottawa goes west to BC and then the game is at 10 o'clock, how tough that is. And in the early days, I remember they used to go out a day early to try to get acclimatized, the Red Blacks. Flip this around. BC is coming to Ottawa, and they Ottawa's off a bye week, and BC played last Saturday, and they're turning around and flying halfway across or three-quarters of the way across the country and playing on a Thursday. How much do you think that might have an effect on tonight's game, if any?
I don't know how much, but it will have some effect. I don't think there's any question. When you're shortening down the time between games, that's tough. You know, it's a physical game. You don't get the same bounce back that you normally do if you have the spread of 7 days, a full week between games. There is going to be some effect. Who knows how much? And I think there, you know, you're going to see this, especially from the defensive side. That Ottawa defense, they like to play it pretty physical themselves. There's some popping that'll go on. So we'll see how resilient this BC offense is. And certainly it's a good receiving core. Certainly the quarterback has been outstanding so far. But as again, I said, this is a defense. I think there's number 2 in the league of a number of yards giving up, 3 maybe. Net offense that the defense has given up. And that's facing the 2-time defending Grey Cup champion in your first 2 games. So he faces a test. The BC Lions face a test.
So let's get away from the technical talk. In sincerity, how bad does the Red Blacks program need to win tonight?
Oh, well, it's hard to undersell that. I mean, you need to get wins in front of your home fans, and that has been something that really they have struggled with. Yeah, they played well. Yes, they probably should have, well, definitely should have won one of the 2 games in Winnipeg and probably should have won both. But nevertheless, you can be entertaining, which they have been. They're moving the ball. Very, very good group to watch offensively. Defensively, we've seen a lot of good things. Special teams can get better, certainly. But you need a win. You really need a win, and they need to start showing that. And I think this is just a great opportunity. Yeah, BC has certainly looked like a great team, but, you know, you got them coming in your home park. They got them on a short week. You know, I'm happy to see, not that he's hurt, but happy to see that Brian Burnham didn't make the trip, an outstanding receiver for many years in this league. But they need to get a win, certainly, for your home fans.
So far, and again, through 2 games and now with a bye week, one of the things you always worry about is injury. And for the most part, the Red Blacks have been fairly healthy. Abdelkenna will miss the game tonight. So you've had your eyeballs on most of the players through 2 games now. Who has impressed you? Who has maybe stood out? And you're learning a little bit about some of the new players to the team and to the league Maybe give us one or two names of players that you've really been pleasantly surprised by for the Red Blacks.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any doubt that, and this is just me as a receiver, I've just been really impressed with the guys they've got on the roster this year. Darvin Adams, I thought, was exceptional out in Winnipeg. Caught the ball in traffic so well, always very well covered, but still came up with catch after catch after catch. And Jalen Acklund, he's number one in the league for yards per game coming into this one. So he's been very productive, obviously dropped that long bomb. But this is a guy that I think we're going to get great things out of all year long. And from a local perspective, again, I'm focusing on the receivers. Nate Behar has, I said this last year when they had him in the slot, he was very productive. Good yards after the catch, doing a lot of good things, catching the ball well, getting himself into the open areas to give a quarterback a target. This year, they've moved, and then when he moved him out to the wide spot, the wide field, wide receiver spot, he just kind of disappeared for the rest of the year to a certain extent. Well, now he's back in the slot, and here he is coming into the third game. He's been perfect. Nine targets, caught all nine balls. He's got 141 yards, averaging almost 16 yards a catch, and Nate's been doing a great job as well. So from the receiving core, I really see those guys as people that I've really, looked for as to see good things and have gotten those good things. I'm still, defensively, a lot of good things that are going on, but they're still not consistent enough in my mind. But I do love the play of the two linebackers they have, Patrick Levels and Frankie Griffin. I think they've been just instrumental in how successful the defense is. They've covered the field extremely well. They're very good open field tacklers. So, those two guys in the corners have been outstanding.
Yeah, Griffin, in the last home game, he was a tackling machine. I don't know how many times you and AJ were calling his name. That was, what did he end up with, 8 or 9 tackles in the game? It was incredible.
He ended up with 8 tackles, 7 individual tackles, and 1 tackle for loss.
Right.
Yeah. Outstanding game.
All good. A lot of the focus, last one for you, Jeff, coming into this season was on the totally made over offensive line. Game one out in Winnipeg, I don't believe they gave up a sack. Last game again to Winnipeg, number one team in the league. They gave up 3 sacks, I think it was, but the running game got going for 85 yards on 12 carries, so not bad there. How impressed or what is your level of positivity regarding the offensive line of the Red Blacks so far?
I think overall they've been very good. They've given Jeremiah Masoli the time needed to get the ball. He's been able to sit in the pocket for the most part, really strong in that interior three with Stewart, Sirocco, and Ruby. And we get Randy Richards for the first time at right tackle, who they've sort of been looking for as their true starter at that right tackle position. I think overall they've done a great job. I think they're going to get better as a team, as a group. It takes time when you're seeing all these twists up front and how you react as a group and the guy beside you to both sides of your both shoulders, how you pass people on and how you work together as a group. So I think they're just going to improve. They're a veteran group, but yeah, I like a lot what I've seen out of them. And of course, tonight, we'll see what they do as far as opening holes for William Powell.
Yeah, I was going to say, I should actually end with this, which is the return of William Powell. Tonight, of course, was with the Red Blacks for a period of time, away for a couple of years, now injured to start the year. He makes his first start of the season tonight. Williams ran well in the last game, Jeff, 85 yards, nothing wrong with that. But what more do you think that William Powell brings to the table for the Red Blacks?
Well, he's a little more size, a little bit stronger, a runner in between the tackles. Still has the burst. He played very well against us when he was with the Saskatchewan Roughriders last year. Still appears to have that burst when he sees the hole, gets in front of him. He's a good straight-ahead runner to get those minimum yards. And not a knock against Williams. He ran hard. I love the way he, last week, when he saw he needed X number of yards for the first down, 2 or 3, he put his head down too. I just think William brings a little bit more experience. And he brings a little bit more size. So we'll see. Hopefully he stays healthy. You worry about it when he's your one guy at that tailback position. He's been off injured most of training camp in the first few games.
Jeff, just a technical question weather-wise. Any different of the rain today, like we see in Ottawa versus acid rain back in the day when you played? Whatever happened to that term, guys? Hey, I thought we used to get a lot more of it.
Shut down the Inco plant in Sudbury. Don't worry about it anymore.
Yeah, I used to go down to Hamilton and look at the smoke over there. On the side of
Tim Hortons Field, you can find out all about it.
You can see Cleveland, Buffalo, Rochester.
Oh, baby.
All good. All right, Jeff, really looking forward to the game tonight. You and AJ will have the call at 7:30 here on TSN 1200. Enjoy the game. And afterward, enjoy a nice long weekend around Canada Day, which will be good as well.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for having me, guys.
All right. There's Jeff Avery, color analyst for the Red Blacks here on TSN 1200, joining us in the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. Gabriel Pizza, the official pizza of the Ottawa Senators. Whatever made Acid Rain jump into your mind, Zimmer?
Only because as a kid, JR, we were completely inundated by it. And anytime there was a storm related, and as random thoughts often pop back to my head.
Yeah. You decide to blurt them out.
Well, it was not only that, but it was quite a concern because it was all coming from the U.S. at the time. Like he says Hamilton. My recollection, it was all coming across from the United States.
Well, whenever we don't know anything, we always blame the Americans.
Well, exactly. And now we've cleaned up the Great Lakes. All of the industry's long gone. And so it's a beautiful rain. And I just wonder if that did have effect.
All right, 9:30. We'll take a break. When we come back, we get to more of your wrenches on this Wrench Throwing Friday, more on the Kevin Fiala situation. Look ahead to a buyout window opening for the NHL and for the Ottawa Senators tomorrow. We'll have some winning for you before 10 o'clock as well, including a pair of tickets, movie passes to go check out a flick, tickets and treats to Landmark Cinemas on the way as well, right here on Sports Radio TSN 1200. We're back as some of the Friday song, Thursday edition, because we have no show tomorrow. So we want to make sure we got that in by request. Not Canadian. No, Rihanna, not Canadian. Not that we know of. Bahamas? Barbadian? I can't remember what
her actual.
So she may be part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah, she wore a Sens jersey once, so that's fine.
That's good true. Enough. Very memorable. Yes, that was. Absolutely. Happy weekend, everybody. Welcome back. 9:37 on this Thursday morning. It is J.R. Zimmer and Kenny Wall's in for Hammer today. And by the way, we're talking about Hammer getting pulled over, crossing the border.
Yeah.
81, and I mentioned there's a speed trap there. Anybody that's ever crossed there for no particular reason, even though it's the interstate, the speed limit is like 40 miles an hour for about the first mile or so. I did get a text earlier this morning on this. Said, I got nailed for speeding coming back from the U.S. and crossing at the Ivy Lee Bridge. Speed limit literally drops from 60 to 40 in a space of about 100 yards. The border guard told me there was a police car behind with her lights on. I just said, I know. Laugh out loud. No, I didn't get away with it. That's from Homer Hugh.
And he's already in the line. Wow. Yeah. Trying to flee the country. Kind of like Dukes of Hazzard, right?
Exactly.
You can't go over state line.
Yeah, otherwise, as you call them, Stady would come and get
you.
Oh,
Stady, don't like you. Yeah. Like I say, don't fool around with them.
Nope.
They're always large guys. They're like Kenny, you know, and they kind of have sometimes a combo RCMP look uniform, solid hat game, and always in a
always, always, sungla- in a always the aviators.
As oh, well, yeah. Right? Oh, big time.
Have to.
We have to.
Yeah. All right, Memorial Cup wrapped up last night. St. John beat Hamilton. So the Sea Dogs are the Memorial Cup champions for the second time in the last 11 years. They did it in 2011 with Jonathan Huberdeau and company. They do it again last night on the back of Islanders prospect William Dufour, who had 7 goals in the tournament and was named MVP. Nice showing for Sens prospect Philip Daou. 6 assists in the 4 games for the winners, Mason McTavish. The Carp native, 2 goals last night. He had 6 goals in the 5 games that Hamilton played. And I think that is going to be the last junior game we see him play. I think that's going to be the last game we see him play in any league outside of the National Hockey League. Because he just looks for all the world like he's got all the pieces you want. I know that when he was drafted 3rd overall by Anaheim, there were a few, I mean, he was highly ranked, but a few eyebrows raised of maybe that's a touch high on him. But then you watch him play and he's physically imposing. He's got an unbelievable shot. Like he can really shoot the puck. I don't think there's any doubt he's going right into the Ducks lineup next fall.
Yeah, and that group that thought it was a tad high have neither played the game, watched the game, or actually scout for a living. But hey, I just don't like to say you go to that stuff. And I understand with Boucher. I always tell the story there, and I'm blanking just a tad, Jer. Hope you can fill me in. Being on the draft floor way back in the day, and the Calgary Flames drafted a defenseman, went on to play 15 years in the National Hockey League.
Derek Morris?
Yes, thank you very much. You know, and just to the point of like...
He was way off the radar.
Yeah, and you know, there's times where also there's reaches where you're like, well, what the heck? But it just the overall, you know, gosh, this is why teams have their own scouting staff. And in the case of Mason McTavish, I couldn't even for the life of me understand. And this would never be the rationale. But first of all, he's a good hockey player. Secondly, physically, he's equipped to play sooner than later. What's not to like? And Kenny says he loves it, too. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Boston Bruins are closing in on the new coach. Could happen as soon as today. That looks for all the reports say David Quinn, who we saw coaching the Rangers for a bit before that. Boston University has got all kinds of ties to that area. It looks like he's the top choice, although Jay Leach, who we've talked about before, American Hockey League coach, and Mike Vellucci, assistant in Pittsburgh. And for a long time, I think, coach, it was Plymouth, right, in the OHL, Mike Vellucci was associated with. Those are the other two that are in the final three for the Bruins' job, but David Quinn kind of gets mentioned the most as the new coach of the Bruins, and that could happen maybe as soon as today.
Yeah, and then David Quinn talks a good game, a good-looking fella. Him and Don Sweeney will take away from Seabass's appearance. I think David's just an okay coach, you know, and nothing earth-shattering. And in coming in this situation after Bruce Cassidy, wouldn't be overly excited if I was a Boston fan.
Okay, Craig Anderson has re-signed with the Buffalo Sabres. A one-year deal for about $1.4 million. I'm thinking that the Sabres are not wanting him to, well, he ended up being injured a lot too, right? But not wanting him to be the number one, have the number one spot this year. They are still kind of, but it does give them a nice veteran backup. And for Craig, I guess, you know what? He had decent success last year. He got to the 300 win mark, which I know was huge for him personally. Are you surprised he's back for another year, or is money too good to turn down?
No, Jer. God, why? Hey, if you can keep playing. Now, his family sets up shop in Florida. I said to Kenny, it's like he wants to keep going and keep staying. But hey, if you can do it, Jer, and you can play, and he's been fairly successful, and has Craig embraced, because I've got to think, Jer, that you're doing this to transition Luukkonen in. That's just my thought. Now, maybe they go out and do something else, but Craig has been around for a long time, and do they feel that? And I know Donnie Granato's a big fan of his, so, yeah, that's what you'd look at. But I just thought he was done when he left Ottawa. So the fact he can hang around, still play, and maybe offer something to a young goaltender, good for you.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so hang on here. I'm just checking on something else. Okay, no. Somebody else is texting me some information, but I'm researching it. I'm saying this out loud, which is never good radio.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to find if I can find any backup for what the guy was telling me, and I can't, so I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get out of line. Okay, all right. What were we talking about? Can you fill me in?
Craig Anderson.
Craig Anderson. Yeah. Okay, good for Craig Anderson. Yeah. Do we have the Nazem Kadri clip? Nazem Kadri was on the fan in Toronto yesterday, of course, longtime Maple Leaf, just won the Stanley Cup with Colorado Avalanche, is a pending unrestricted free agent. Here is Nazem Kadri. Weighing in on Toronto radio about wanting to return to Colorado.
I mean, how could it not be? You know, with this with this team and this group of guys. But you know, that being said, you know, I think you know, I've shown what my worth is, and you know, I'm just looking forward to watching this all develop.
All right, so you know, he says, and I think he truly believes it when he says, "Why would I not want to return to Colorado?" Absolutely makes sense. But then comes the latter part of the comment there, which is, I believe I know what I'm worth, which says, I'm expecting a big contract.
Yeah,
and whether
yeah.
it's from Colorado or somebody else, I'm going for a large amount of money somewhere.
Yeah, and again, I just wouldn't have any issue for lots of reasons. First of all, extremely immature player back in the day that worked his way. And what they did when they switched management in Toronto, Jr., they didn't cast him off. They worked with him. Developed him into a hell of a player, 30-goal scorer. Now they signed Tavares. He gets plotted in the three spot. The suspensions, everything else, and gets sent to Colorado. Does nothing but perform. Now he's, again, issues. But this year, no, I just think good for him. And he's also right at that spot, JR, where you're a little late coming into free agency age-wise. And the fact that he can probably get 7 years at that age coming off the year he's done. Yeah, as I said, I point to Anaheim. Mm-hmm. Dallas Eakins had him 3 years in the Marlies. There's just a lot of teams out there that this guy is flat out could be your one or two center. Why would he not be getting a big payday at this point?
I've also heard Washington.
Yeah, you're going to have
Backstrom's on long-term injury.
Oh, absolutely. And they're in win-now mode, so... Yeah, I mean, this is going to, you know, I think 7 years, JR, and I'm going to say north of eight and would not surprise me on nine. Would you agree?
I think nine. Well, that seems a touch high.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But I could see. You know what? It's what you said. There is a lot of money that's out there this year because you've got teams like the Arizonas of the world and a couple other teams that are willing to take on bad contracts. And so that will free up teams that are either up against the cap or don't have a lot of space to move some things off their books and therefore add highly priced good players like a Nazem Kadri. So I think the money's going to be, I think by the time free agency opens in a couple of weeks, I think we're going to be, as we always seem to be, surprised at how much money is being thrown around. But I think you're absolutely right. That's going to be the case. And Nazem Kadri will be one of the for sure beneficiaries.
Yeah, and MJ listed some different names. I'm Nazem Kadri, and you told me a guy like Fiala. I know he's younger, but for what you've accomplished, and you go around and you say to yourself, okay, and I always say buying a house, JR, if you're willing to offer $56 million, I know you have to draw a line, but are you telling me that the line is somewhere between 56 and 63? I look to Buffalo. I look I pointed out Brian Burke in Pittsburgh. If Malkin walks out the door, like, would Crosby want to switch things up if they are going to do that and have him? So there's just too many things that make sense, and just the timing of it, you know. And most people are living for the here and now, and there's enough teams now, half the league missing the playoffs, JR, that want to make – I wouldn't even rule out teams like Detroit. We need to make some, you know, forward progress right now. We love our young core, but we also need some good hockey players, much like New Jersey did last year with Dougie Hamilton.
Yes. Well, he was arguably the most coveted free agent on the market last year, and he ended up in New Jersey at $9 million per season. Yeah. And now they've got P.K. Subban's number coming off the book. New Jersey books have New Jersey has a bunch of money to spend still as well. I'd keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
Let's get some wrenches on this wrench-throwing Friday. A wrench at Ferrari, please. Oh, I hope they aren't quicker than the Red Bulls this weekend. It's the British Grand Prix on – is it tomorrow, Kenny? On start? Oh, start. So practice, then qualifying, right? Yeah, probably be some AM beverages. Happy long weekend, gents. That comes from Unsigned.
So it combines class winning and leading, technology and stuff.
Kenny, you're our Grand Prix analyst, especially now that you've been to Montreal. Is it the proper thing to be wrenching Ferraris?
No.
As you wear your Mercedes hat right now?
Yeah, my free Mercedes hat. Was real happy about this one. No, it's not fair to be wrenching Ferrari. They're doing that to themselves.
Love it. Okay. I'd like to throw a wrench at the few listeners out there that seem to give themselves nicknames. Yesterday on In the Box, texts were coming in from Triple B, Triple D, Triple This, Triple That, trying to steal or mock others. I mean, come on, knock it off. We all, y'all need to let others pick a nickname because not doing so is very offside. So Matt Bradley wrench to them. That's from Skipper.
I don't have a Matt Bradley wrench.
That's right.
Cold balls theory.
Able to call himself Skipper as well, but I do agree. A nickname always has to come from somebody else. You cannot pass that along.
Got to be organic.
Yeah, and all this triple stuff, I mean, that all comes from Triple X and from porn industry, so whatever you want to do.
David writes, wrench to having to pay for Flow Sports to watch the Tour de France. And also a wrench to Pierre Poilievre. Maybe stay away from downtown this time, Skippy. That comes from David.
Sausage! My sausage! Go sausage!
Get all of it, man.
No.
That already is the prime minister, but I must say that's unfortunate because I think for Pierre that would be a beautiful name as well. But maybe that just speaks to politics. Okay.
No comment. Wrench to you guys on behalf of Hammer. No wrenches when it's not on Friday. A wrench to Hammer for abandoning his post and letting this happen. Cheers. That's from Colin.
No, Hammer, that's a great. I'm impressed that you were able that you picked up on that.
Wrench to General Manager Pierre Dorion for sitting on his hands and letting another rebuilding team get ahead of us in their rebuild. That's from Unsigned.
When it's grim, be the Grim Reaper.
Please throw a wrench to all the Freedom Convoy people expecting to come to Ottawa this weekend. Happy Canada Day. That's from Kelly.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. Oh, wow.
I forgot about that.
And the problem is though, most of those people walk around with flags. How are you going to designate who's celebrating Canada Day?
Good,
and
very
who's
good
just
point.
Loitering?
Very good point.
Actually, just interview them and ask them why they're there. The ones that know it's Canada Day and the ones that don't have a clue why they're there, those will be the protesters.
Good point by more than a few texters when I said that playing the Rihanna song went away. We played all Canadian songs this morning, all Canadian music here on the show. And I said that's the lone one that isn't. And then several people pointed out that it's Avril Lavigne actually doing the yeah-yeahs in that song.
Oh, okay.
So there it is, the pride of Napanee. Weighing in. So there was Canadian content in that song.
That's
so
solid.
Thank you for being
there. Does that meet the Procan rules or whatever it's called?
SoCan, yes. 35%.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure how that actually works. But for the purposes of our show, we'll say yes that it does.
Okay, good.
Okay, 9:50. Let's take a break, and we're going to come back with a final segment. Couple of prizes to give away, so stick around. We've got movie tickets to Landmark, final pair of passes to go see Russell Peters at Canadian Tire Center coming up on July the 26th. We'll have that for you. A couple more thoughts on the Kevin Fiala trade and the Sens, links to all of that before we turn things over to Steve Lloyd. Chris Stevenson is in today to co-host, along with Kenny and Matty Vowles. It's a combination. It's a touching on the long weekend. And, of course, we've got the Red Blacks for you tonight at 7:30. Red Blacks and Lions right here on Sports Radio, TSN 1200. Welcome back. 9:56 here on a Thursday morning, a Red Blacks Thursday morning. We got the Red Blacks and the Lions for you tonight. Should be a great night for football. If you want to take it in person or, of course, listen in right here on TSN 1200. We'll be live from the field beginning at 2 o'clock with The Drive. Lee and Duke have your pregame show at 6, and then Jeff and AJ with the call at 7:30 tonight. Great way to kick off the Canada Day long weekend. All right, Bianca Andreescu, by the way, is on court as we speak in her second-round match at Wimbledon. She lost the first set. She was down 5-3 to her Kazakhstan opponent, Rybakina, but just broke her to stay alive. So it's 5-4 in the second set for Rybakina. But Andreescu is serving and up in that game as well. So she got a chance to tie it at 5 and see if she can battle back and win her second ever match at Wimbledon. She won her opening round match, which is the first time she's ever won at Wimbledon. So we'll see that. And as soon as her match is done, by the way, on the same court, Denis Shapovalov, the other Canadian still alive in singles, will be on court. So there we go. There's your update on that. Okay, coming up just after or after us will be Steve Lloyd and Chris Stevenson in the box. After 11 o'clock this morning, Rick Bonus, the longtime NHL coach and assistant coach, will be their guest. And without telling any tales, I want you to keep an eye on that name. Well, just keep an eye on that name. That's all we'll say right now, right? As far as some things. Okay? Got to see a man about a horse, about a name that you're going to be hearing maybe as soon as today on that. All right, Simmer, you're heading off not only into a long weekend, but into a holiday next week. So kudos to both you and Kenny, who's filling in for Hammer, who's also off next week. I ain't concerned off the top of the show about a mail-it-in Thursday on behalf of both of you guys, and I got to say, you both brought it, so way to go.
Yeah, thank you. And I just don't really understand the logic either on a Friday or the fact I'll be off for 10 days. Like, the Tuesday I return would assume be the mail-it-in, right? I just... Man, I'm fired.
You'll have stored up strong opinions.
No, I will, but I'm just saying, I'm as good a move. I didn't even get my wrench off to my neighbor, though. Do I need to do that?
Oh, do it now. Do it now. Get it off your chest.
So there's a fella there, and he is one of those guys that is involved in everything. He's upset when the dog goes to the bathroom certain places, giving a hard time to the kids and to Mira. So I didn't like that. But I was out yesterday, and I did a little workout, and I cleaned up my car. And when I walked back in to shower and leave 15 minutes later, I had a ticket on my car. So he's one of these guys had complained in other years when I was parking my truck in the visitor parking, which is no big deal. There's nobody there, but I just park it to clean it or if I'm getting groceries out. And so I pulled up in front of his vehicle yesterday and unleashed the beast.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then he
a verbal tirade?
Oh yeah. No. Or... No. Okay. Nothing more than that. Right. But he got out of his car and he's a bit older, so I'm not going to get into physical altercation. But he said to me, "Oh yeah, Mr. TSN." I said, "How do you know I'm Matt Hamer?" So he ended up, and then we got out of the vehicles, and then we went back at it again.
Oh,
and
no.
I wasn't going to get in. I'm not a fighter anyway, JR, and he's older. I'm not that far along, but I didn't know what else to say. So I finished off with the Jim Schoenfeld line.
You hit him with half another donut?
Yeah, you fat pig. So that finished off the altercation. I went inside.
You had no response at that one?
Yeah, so a wrench to me and to him. Okay. Combination.
Yeah. I'll pass on that bad boy.
All right, good way to end the show right there. Yes, make peace and love, not war.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good holiday. We'll see you in
all right, brother.
10 days.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend.
All right, Kenny, you have a good holiday as well, and that'll wrap it up for us on this show.
Before you go, can I get you to do something?
Yes.
Give away the two things that we need to give away.
That's like I'm in holiday mode. Thank you, Kenny. Well, Kenny, you're here for another hour, so you'll have time, right, to let's do it by phone. Okay, so call Kenny right now, 613-750-1200, or star 1200, free call on Bell Mobility. Callers 14 and 15. Caller 14, you're going to grab the Russell Peters tickets, see his show July 26th. Canadian Tire Center. Caller 15, you're off to see the movies on us. Pair of tickets to Landmark Cinemas, tickets and treats to check out any of the great movies that are out. I hear nothing but, I haven't seen it yet, Top Gun. Nothing but rave reviews on Top Gun. You can check that out or any of the other great movies that are going on at Landmark Cinemas. Don't forget, for tickets and showtimes, landmarkcinemas.com. All right. So Kenny will inform you if you're the winning people. So it's fitting that we end with loons, because the loons have been the focus of the show today on this Canada Day long weekend. So whatever you're up to this weekend, have a great one. Enjoy. I'll be back on Monday with Gord Wilson co-hosting. So that'll be fun. And in the meantime, have a safe and happy long weekend. And stand by, because Steve Lloyd, Chris Stevenson, Kenny, Matty Vowles, etc. are straight ahead right here on Sports Radio TSN 1200.